Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
On the line right now, we can see him being Zoom. I love this. The Zoom setup here with Nick Costos. He is the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better, You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better, You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Sunday morning show as well, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on The Fan. What's up, Nick? I like the background there. You see this, BT? We're finally seeing
it. Good setup.
I see a little Ultimate Warrior Hasbro figure. You got your Giants. What is that, Danbury Mint offensive line Giants back there?
That's the 86 Giants linebackers. All of them signed it, except for I've never met Gary Reasons. He's the only one that hasn't signed it. But yeah, it's a good backdrop. And just to pull the curtain back on what's happening in my life at this moment right now, you know, I haven't eaten lunch yet, and I'm pretty hungry. And I've just been sitting here thinking about how delicious a bone-in ribeye would be. And how excited I am to have one in a couple months on Brandon Tierney's dime.
What happened?
Yet another Jets loss this past weekend, now sitting at 0-2.
Go ahead, BT. Get out of for that.
We get mushrooms as a side. What are we doing? Asparagus? What's the side here?
Yeah. We got to go mac and cheese. Absolutely. Some kind of starch.
Hey,
meat, a potato,
yet,
and green.
Hey, Nick, don't count it yet, buddy.
Oh, we're on Sesame Street, buddy. I'm counting, baby.
All right, so let's just start there then. What are we looking at here? Tyrod, where's the drop-off, at least from the bettor's perspective, or in your mind, the Jets' chances to win this game without Justin Fields when they go with Tyrod Taylor?
I think they have more of a chance to win with Tyrod. I said it to you guys before week one. When everyone freaked out when Fields got hurt in training camp, I thought it was hysterical. Just, oh my God, he's Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. How'd it go last week for Justin Fields? Now, Fields has a higher one-game ceiling and upside than Tyrod Taylor, certainly, but I think Tyrod is a way steadier option. And there was a betting move, guys, on this game, and it's been towards the Jets, but I don't know if that has anything to do with the Jets quarterback situation. I think this is entirely injury-driven as far as it concerns Tampa. The Bucs are going to be down 3 of their 5 starting offensive linemen in this game, including both their starting tackles. Emeka Egbuka, their star rookie receiver, is one of the favorites for Offensive Rookie of the Year. 3 touchdowns through the first 2 weeks. He is back at practice today. He missed Wednesday and Thursday. That came down like in the last like 20 minutes. So Egbuka does look like he's on track to play here. But this is a Bucs front, offensive front, that the Jets should be able to have some success with and getting at Baker Mayfield. So I think that's why we've seen the move down from Bucks minus 7 to Bucks minus 6.5. At 7, I could certainly advocate a play for the Jets. The Jets, to me, feel like the team, and we saw it last week against Buffalo, that gets bet on hard by professionals and sharps, and sometimes the public wins. At this current price, I don't want anything to do with the Jets. I could certainly understand at 7 the interest in betting gangrene. At the current number, I don't have a lot of interest
though. Well, Nick, betting aside, I mean, let's face it here. The gifts that the Jets are getting here, it's you know, it's when you play who you play. And the Jets are playing the Bucs at a good time here. Forget about the quarterback stuff, the Taylor, the field stuff. I mean, the Jets defense got to start showing up here. I mean,
absolutely.
The Jets defense needs to show me and everybody else and, you know, that they hired the right DC, that Glenn's going to have some influence on this defense. Go out there and put up a few points. Don't let them score.
Yeah, and I think there were some interesting quotes from Quentin Williams this week, who said that after Sunday's loss against Buffalo, all the defensive players to a man looked at each other and made a promise to each other that we're not going to let this happen again. And you love to hear that, right, before the game starts. Now they need to go out there and they actually need to do it, because BT, to your point, you know, like, Glenn has been getting crushed by everybody after this performance. Mm. And it's not just that the defense has stunk, which it has. I hated the optics of the Xavier Gibson thing, like, release, and then the statement that he made, like, oh, if you're gonna cost the team a victory, you're not gonna be on the team. Great, you have to cut the entire roster after what happened last week against Buffalo. So yeah, it's a little inconsistent there for me. And if the defense were good, you could forgive it, but the defense has not been good, and that's his calling card. Now, Buffalo's one of the best teams in the league. I think you can chalk up, like, maybe you're just walking into a buzzsaw on the Jets. Maybe, like, we're over their skis in week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it is a massive game on Sunday. Whether or not they win, and obviously Jets fans want them to win, you have to have a better showing. Mm-hmm. The defense has to compete. There's absolutely no question about it. I'm skeptical that that happens. Again, just betting-wise here. At a full +7, I'm interested in the Jets. Otherwise, probably pass the game.
Where are you at on the Bucs? Baldy said he thinks the Bucs are very, very good. I mean, yeah, they've won their first two games. It took a missed field goal to beat Atlanta. It took a miracle comeback to beat the Texans. I could see them and say that I think they're okay, but I don't know if they're unbeatable or really a top team. Where are you at with the Bucs?
I like your Falcons to win the NFC South.
I mean, that's telling. That says it right there.
Even though the Bucs did beat them in Atlanta in week one. But, I mean, these Bucs injuries are pretty devastating here. Now, Wirfs is going to come back. Chris Godwin's going to come back. Jalen McMillan will be back at some point midseason, probably after the bye. So the reinforcements will be there. Like, also, just for, like, the Jets stuff, Todd Bowles has all of a sudden become a pretty good game manager also, managing the ends of these first two games of the season. It's kind of happening defensively with, like, smoke and mirrors a little bit here. I do think the Bucs can certainly be a playoff team. They've been a playoff team. They won the division 4 straight years. I think, Sal, that their ultimate upside continues to be capped like it's been the last few years. Like, Baker Mayfield is a nice quarterback who can make some plays when it matters the most. I don't, at the end of the day, consider him to be on the tier of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Tampa, to me, tops out this year as, like, a 10-7 regular season team. Maybe gets into the playoffs, loses in the first round. I actually think the Atlanta Falcons have a higher ceiling than them in the NFC.
Where do you put Baker? Tier 2?
So let's say tier 1 is your Mahomes, like Allen, Lamar Jackson, like would you put Burrow on that tier or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Okay. So then the next tier would be Jaden Daniels,
Herbert,
like Justin Herbert, like maybe you want to put like Jalen Hurts there. We could have a cut. So Baker's probably in tier 3, like okay. Tier below okay. Tier 2, I think okay. Is fair.
What about your Giants Sunday night? You know, I can't believe that so many people are making this out to be a winnable game for the Giants. Where are you thinking Giants Chiefs?
Yeah, what's crazy? I thought this is actually going to be an exaggeration by me. Is it possible? It's not true. Is it possible the best player for the Giants on Sunday was Marcus Bowe, the fifth round tackle who comes in for James Hudson, who is just that's one of the worst series that an offensive lineman has ever had in the history, forget about the NFL, in the history of football, period. Like, 4 penalties, Dable's pulling him out. You have to read lips to see Dable get the hell out of the game. Bowe comes in and stabilizes the offensive line. And, like, Russ throws for 450 against the Cowboys. So I'm waiting right now to see, and I was actually searching on Twitter before I came on with you guys. I'd like to know, like, do we know if Andrew Thomas is going to play on Sunday?
We don't know yet.
Same song. Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be a game time call. So if he plays, he's obviously going to be the starting left tackle. Is Bowe going to get a spot on the line? I think he has to. Now, I don't know that that's going to be the case. So Dable probably will keep him on the bench. But if Bowe should play right tackle or kick inside to guard, and I think the line becomes way better if that's what happens, if Thomas plays and Bowe also plays. And if that happens, the Chiefs are a 6.5-point road favorite right now. Now, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. I don't think Kansas City's falling to 0-3. But Kansas City, and we saw this last year also, they struggle to win games by margin. They have not had the explosion this year in the pass game. Now, Xavier Worthy is likely to play. The rookie Jalen Royals is likely to play. I'm skeptical that Kansas City just rolls in and just blows anybody out at this
point. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Point in time, which doesn't mean I think the Giants will win. I think the Chiefs will win. If I had to bet the game right now, I would begrudgingly back the Giants to cover, but we're operating with incomplete information right now. The one thing that I can guarantee as a Giants fan is that for all the grief Travis Kelce has taken, and he's been terrible the first 2 weeks of the season, probably the main reason, honestly, why the Chiefs are 0-2, he will get off the schneid in a big way on Sunday night against the Giants and score a touchdown, because that's what happens.
For all the grief he's taken, meanwhile, you might be the first guy in line to rip him. You've been ripping Kelce to shreds for weeks.
Yeah, I mean, well, he...
Yeah, that's funny.
He sucks.
I know, I'm just saying, there's irony here.
But does anyone, like, sense the irony of this? That he goes on, like, his podcast to say that he needs to be more focused on the game. Yeah. Does anyone see, like, that? Or are we also blinded in our love for Taylor Swift that, like, no one cares that in the first game of the year, he injured his teammate because he ran the wrong route. He's not a rookie. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Injured the best wide receiver on the team. And then last week, bobbled a touchdown pass at the goal line. Maybe they win the game right into the hands of Andrew McCuba and the Eagles. But other than that, he's great.
All right, so Nick, take us inside the prop world here. We know that Mahomes has a lot of, I think he leads the NFL quarterbacks in rushing yards, I believe, 123 or one. It's a very high number. Is that because there's just nothing there vertically?
Yes.
Okay. So then is that something you want to still ride, or is that something that's going to be taken away?
Well, I think it's a great question, BT. I what I would say is if the Chiefs were operating in the same circumstances that they were the first 2 weeks, I think you can make the case that Mahomes' rushing prop should be higher than it's been the first couple weeks of the season. But with Worthy and Royals likely to play in this game, it just introduces a new element of uncertainty where Mahomes could go over his rushing yards prop. I would not feel as good about it because, like, again, if it's the same thing that it's been the first 2 weeks, you'd be okay. Like, no one can get open down the field. This, and they can't run the ball. This is their offense, is Mahomes scrambling, which is obviously is not going to sustain over the course of a 17-game regular season. Just, you know, Worthy does add a vertical element to the offense. And maybe Jalen Royal stinks. It's possible he stinks. Maybe he doesn't even play, or maybe he's good. Like, we've never seen it. We don't know. I would stay away from it for that reason.
You know, how about the fact that, hey, you could reference the betting market or just the league in general. A lot of backup quarterbacks. We're only in week three, Nick. These starting quarterbacks dropping like flies.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it does create, Sal, some betting opportunity, at least in one of the games, and I'll just be brief here. So Bengals-Vikings on Sunday in Minnesota. Jake Browning starts for Cincinnati, and Carson Wentz will start for Minnesota in place of the injured J.J. McCarthy. The total in this game is 42.5. I like the over. We've seen Kevin O'Connell, Vikings head coach, be a quarterback whisperer, elevate quarterbacks like Nick Mullins, great first name, not a good quarterback. Multiple 400-yard passing games. Josh Dobbs off the street to win a game a couple years ago. Carson Wentz does have natural ability, and the Bengals' defense stinks. And on the flip side, a couple years ago on a Saturday, Jake Browning started against the Brian Flores defense, Bengals-Vikings, when Joe Burrow was hurt. Threw for over 300 yards. Bengals won 27-24 in overtime. I think both offenses can move the ball a little bit in this game. I'll play the over in that backup quarterback bowl with Cincy and Minnesota.
Nick, McDaniels has to be the first head coach who's going to get whacked, right? It's got to be.
I think the answer, I'm not 100% on that, but BT, I'll give you an early thought for next week, because the Dolphins next week, their next game is next Monday night. Let's at go. Home against the Jets.
Oh yeah.
In the first of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. I'll say it right now. I think the Jets get their first win of the season next Monday night.
I think they get their second.
Well, yeah. We'll see.
Hey, listen, man, I gotta say that. I'm holding down to you.
So yeah, McDaniel is certainly the odds-on favorite here. You know, if I don't know how itchy John Mara's finger is.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens on Sunday.
You don't think they fire him in season, would you?
Three games.
Well,
in?
I mean, Well, I mean, they were the worst team in the league in year three, and he stuck around. So I guess, like, why would they fire him now? Might as well keep him for another 3 years.
Yeah, but Nick, don't you think that this has to be tied into Dart on some level? There's like a wink and a nod. Hey, listen, draft the quarterback that you want. We'll give you a little time.
How dysfunctional
would that be?
Well, I would argue that nothing's more dysfunctional than letting a lame duck coach and general manager draft a quarterback in the first round, where if they stink, then the next regime has to deal with it. Also, you know, for as good as Jackson Dart was in the preseason, did everyone love his NFL debut last week? Yeah, let's bring him in on a critical drive in a must-win game in week two and watch him fumble the ball and fall backwards and lose 5 yards when Russell Wilson's playing like a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Brilliant stuff, as always, from the crack Giants offensive coaching staff. I love it. And the defense also looks great, by the way. Great stuff from this vaunted pass rush that has people like thinking that this is 2007 all over again. Yeah, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence is invisible. Abdul Carter's on a milk carton. Yeah, but it's awesome. Yeah, they're great. Shane Bowen, awesome.
We need to get you that. I did think it was odd timing to put in Jackson Dart there. We need to get you the Danbury Mint of this Giants defense. Like, you got your linebackers there. We'll get you the Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns.
I mean, at least I mean, like, you know, those guys won champion. One of these guys, we can't even win a regular season game.
Yeah, all right, go get some lunch. We appreciate your time, as always. Looking forward to your Sunday morning show. It's terrific. Check it out, 8 a.m. On the Fan or on the Odyssey app. Go ahead, hit us with it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go grab a steak. Until then, wishing everybody minimal sweats when he bets and the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kozlov. He is a trip, man. I love him. I call him Beautiful Chaos. He is, if you listen to his show Sunday morning, dude, he is all over the place. He's got these nicknames. You hear him with us. He's on fire.
I know.
Beautiful
Chaos. I never realized how red he got when he's making his points.
Yeah, now we get to see it on Zoom. I love
red.
It. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.